we moved in. We couldn't move too many at a time, but you could move two or three scoopfuls at a time and move back down, fall it out. It's a little wheel, but it didn't cost too much. But anyway.
What would you use to, something that you might hold in your hand to sharpen tools with?
Well, the files, and they have files, but they had more or less in olden days.
They have any kind of a rock?
They have some kind of a rock. They have a grindstone. They used to have what we'd call, we used to have a grindstone that they ground.
Uh-huh.
And they turned by hand a lot of times. I'd stand turn around and over, and maybe my daddy would stand in and grind his rock, grind his axe on it, his knife on it. And then they, of course, then they finally come out with a 10-inch file or 8-inch file or 6-inch file, and I don't know how they sharpen the saws. In them olden days, they're too small of teeth to, they'd have to have some kind of little gimmick of a file to file those teeth in any kind of a saw. I don't know what kind of, they had something other to sharpen them with. But you can sharpen all your broad axes like you hewing ties, or you was hewing your logs to build your houses, or you could chop an axe to chop wood. You could grind them on your grindstone. We used to have one that we used for all purposes, grind mowing machine sickles and things around the farm. And that you, we had one that you pedal with your feet, and you know, one man could do his own sharpening. And then we had them where you could turn. One would turn while the other in the ground. That was sort of my, the turning part would be my job.
Oh, that'd be your job.
Yeah, Daddy, he'd grind and I'd turn.
Oh.
He'd always get the easy job.
He'd get the easy job. Well, was there anything, any kind of a rock, something like called a whet?
Yeah, whet rock, that's for your pocket. That's more or less a pocket knife.
A pocket, oh.
Yeah, that's more or less a pocket knife. I got some old rocks around here that's worn until they're just about worn too, and they're what you call a whet rock, and they're a really old timey rock, and they're big. They're nearly big as two fingers, and oh, they look like they might have been so long before they maybe been broken too. They've been broken, you know. They're sort of a emerald rock. They wear pretty fast. Of course, if they don't wear, they won't sharpen your knife. No way. They got to have enough sand or something of that. Some rocks will sharpen your knife, and some rocks will dull. You can find Indians, poor Bob, they find rocks that they can sharpen things with, and they can find rocks. Now that rock can sharpen nothing. That just gets slick and slicker. It's not got enough lime, enough sand in it to cause it. You have to have enough sand in there to cause it to sharpen until it's a whip, to wear anything and make it sharp. That wouldn't sharpen nothing. I don't know how they made that. I ain't never figured out how they get that up there like that. I'm going to ask them sometime.
Yeah, next time you see my dad.
You know what? I saw Indian one time.
You did?
Yeah. And then while we was up here in North Dakota, South Dakota, wasn't down there. And I was all down just about like I've been doing. I was just acting a fool. And so I said, we stopped out there, and Ellen, she ordered something to eat. A little old commissary out in the country. No, it was out in the Yellowstone Park. No, it wasn't Yellowstone Park. It was down there. It was, anyhow, it was South Dakota Park there. Anyhow, we was out there, and we had come to this here place where we get about to eat, and they serve sandwiches and coke and everything else there. So we ordered something other, and I told my wife, I said, well, I said, I'm going to get me a buffalo hamburger. But I ain't going to tell you what happened about the hamburger, but I'm going to tell you this other. But anyhow, I take the buffalo hamburger, and she got something other else. And while we were waiting, the little waitress come along about the size of you, and Indian sitting over there in the corner. Indian man, knowing, had his feathers on his hat and his all that stuff, knowing like an Indian chief. And I looking at him, knowing, I says to this girl, I says, reckon that Indian, can he talk American? She said, yeah. I said, reckon he talk to me? Oh, yeah, I said, he talks to everybody. And that's just another one of them little nurses, the little waitress, you know, she just going on too. No? I said, well, I said, if he talk to me, I believe I'll go ahead and talk to him. She said, yeah, go ahead and talk to him. I says, he talked to